One of the challenges that face us in the business world is in the area of honesty. We have to train ourselves to be careful what we say. What we say, how we say it. And I'll give a few examples. You want to sell a house. So you can come to a house and say, this house is perfect. This house, everything's running great. You know the electricity's not great. You know the plumbing's not great. There are times where your responsibility is to share the information you know. And then there are times where it's the buyer's responsibility to verify the information. One should try to find out in their line of work how this plays out. I'll give an example in halacha. We have a halacha that says that if a person gets married, and after they get married, they discover that in their wife's private areas, there are all kinds of blemishes that they couldn't have known about in advance. So they can say, I didn't know I was marrying someone who had all these problems. That wasn't fair. But the halacha says, what happens if there was a public bathhouse? Everyone went to that public bathhouse. So there's a men's bathhouse and a woman's bathhouse. So if the husband wanted to know that his wife wasn't hiding anything, then he could have asked his relatives, you know, they're in the bathhouse together. Well, this is the way life was up until this century, right? How did people cleanse themselves? They went to the public bathhouse. You know, the Queen of England used to say that she takes a shower once a year, whether she needs it or not. Like, you know that line. in many societies, like in Jewish societies, so the women went at least once a month and usually more. And women knew what blemishes other women had because they were there. So sometimes the halacha says, if the other party wants to know, they have to find out. There is a guy who's very, very problematic. He says things against halacha, and he literally goes out against the Shulchan Aruch. And whenever he gets a job, so there are people who want to call his employers and tell them, you should just know, so-and-so speaks against halacha. And they asked me, are we supposed to do that? And I said, you know, he writes it on his blog. If someone hires someone in our day and age, and they don't check the guy's blog, why should I go chasing after them? That's like, it's like the bathhouse. The information's there. You could find out. I was once dealing with an apartment for a relative of mine, and I was there to rent it out to prospective tenants. So the tenants closed the contract, and 4 days after the contract, one of the tenants shows up and says, we're not paying rent. So I was representing my family members. I said, what's the problem? So they said to me, the electricity isn't wired in a legal way. You have to have, in Hebrew they call it a mimsar pchat, another fuse that can jump in case someone sticks a fork into the socket. So I said, are you dealing with the electric? I didn't know the apartment didn't have one, but that's not a reason not to pay rent. You have everything you need in the apartment. So the guy says to me, no, it's not. I said, I'll fix it. I'll bring the electrician, I'll put it in. I didn't know it didn't have one. You're saying it didn't have one? So he says, no, we don't have to pay rent. I said, are you leaving the apartment? Are you living in the apartment or are you leaving the apartment? What do you mean you don't have to pay rent? You want to leave, you can leave, fine. You want to say it's missing something that it needs? I didn't know, but I'm willing to bring in an electrician and put it in. You want to say I'm going to live in the apartment but not pay rent? But so he said, no, you didn't tell us. So I said, I didn't know. But you could have checked. Meaning part of what you should do when you're going to rent an apartment. Check the electricity, check the plumbing, check the mezuzahs. Because they're all going to be your responsibility afterwards. And a mezuzah costs 200, 250 shekels. So you could have and you should have checked. That's not my responsibility. And then he turned out to be a quack. I mean, I should have known then. Every 2 weeks he'd show up with another reason why he thought they shouldn't pay rent that month. And eventually we parted ways, right? We terminated the relationship as soon as possible, right? There is this mutual responsibility where sometimes if I know there's a defect, my responsibility is to tell it. Sometimes they can find out just as well. Just like with this guy, I don't have to go chasing after his employers and telling them, hey, you know, so-and-so has these things on his blog. They could see it. Everyone knows that you can just do a quick search, you type in someone's name and see what they say. It's one of the challenges I'm sure you face, where you sometimes know information about an apartment, and you have to know what do I have to say and I don't have to say. I don't think I've resolved it for you. I want to say one more aspect. There's also a responsibility. The Gemara says, she hin hin v'lav lav, that we stand by our word. And here, a person has to train themselves not to say obligating things. Meaning, when I was trying to rent this apartment out for them, so people would sometimes come and tell me, I'm coming back with my wife to sign the contract. I'll be back in an hour. During that hour, someone shows up and is interested in the apartment. And I said, let's wait till the end of the hour, because I told the person that they can come back with their wife and sign. And the guy didn't show and never called and never answered my calls. After this happened to me twice, the people told me that day they were coming to sign. From then on, any tenant that came to look at the apartment, I said, don't feel bad. I have no issue with you. But from my end, it's first come, first serve. If you come and sign first, you get the apartment first. And if you don't hold it against me. I have no issue with you. So sometimes people ask you, are there other people looking into the apartment? And that's where it gets sticky. Because if you say no, then you might lose them. And if you say yes and it's a lie, so you can also say, you can avoid. That's where a person has to get used to speaking in a way that is honest on the one hand and is beneficial to themselves on the other hand. I don't always have to answer it. And you could also answer, what I did then was I said, I'll tell you in all honesty, from my experience in this, it was an apartment here in this neighborhood. In this neighborhood, apartments go in a day or two when they're fairly priced and they're decent apartments. This is a decent apartment and it's very fairly priced. And I have people who asked to come this afternoon to see it. I'm going to show it to people. I can't tell you who's going to sign and who won't sign. I can tell you that there are people who I'm meeting in this apartment and the price is very fair. So I was able to accomplish the pressure I wanted without being dishonest. It's much easier to be dishonest, to say, well, I have someone who's very interested. And I think it's only a matter of habit. You don't have to lose by being honest. Meaning, people sometimes think, I have two choices, be honest and lose or be dishonest and gain. And it's a question of reorientation.
You have to think about it.
And get into the habit. Once you learn the lines, then you can get to the same place. I think I accomplished the same pressure that you want to accomplish as a seller with being honest, with being fair, and it's true.
Yeah.
Meaning, or I would say something like, look, the apartment was rented out at this rate a week ago. I don't remember what the reason was then that the tenant left. They got a free apartment. It was Machon Mir that was renting their apartment. And Machon Mir got a donation of an apartment. I said, the previous tenant thought it was a fair price. They wanted to continue. They got a donation of a different apartment, so they left. So the apartment's back on the market. But to tell you, I think it's going to be around tomorrow, I certainly hope not. Meaning, there are ways to get there. It's, yeah. Okay, so we covered